America. Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and skin diseases like acne and eczema and psoriasis and rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, this healing, renewing, regenerating system is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. Our number is 855-660-4261. We welcome your calls on The Bright Side. If you have a success story you'd like to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, if you have questions about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, 855-660-4261 is your number. Get on board early. The phone lines fill up quickly, and it is first come, first serve at 855-660-4261. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products that you hear us talk about on The Bright Side, head over to brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com, and you can take a look at our shopping cart with all the longevity products, all the kits, all the systems, and my personal favorite longevity product, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add a scoop of water and sip on it all day long. It's a wonderful way to get your fat-soluble vitamins, which are a little bit tricky to absorb, vitamins A and D and E and K. You get lots of vitamin C. There's 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C per 2 scoops of Beyond Tangy Tangerine. The B complex is in there, zinc, selenium, chromium, copper, truly a cornucopia of nutrients. It's just $50 a canister. And if you're like most folks, you're going to notice more energy, weight loss, appetite suppression, lower blood pressure, just feeling better within one or two doses. And you can find out all about it at brightsideben.com, or you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask them about joining the Bright Side Ben team. We'd love to have you aboard. Help spread the word about the power of nutritional supplementation. You can also get your products at the wholesale price, or you can make some money selling longevity products. You can also click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com. And I encourage you all to head over to my blog, which I update regularly, pharmacistben.com. I get a new article up there on coconut oil. There's news stories up there as well. And all the articles I've written over the years, as well as the YouTube videos, are all up at pharmacistben.com. Okay, one more thing. I'm going to be doing a talk at the Health Freedom Expo this coming Sunday, June the 7th, 10 a.m. Doc Wallach is also going to be there. So if you're in the Chicago area, we're going to be in Schaumburg, Illinois, which I guess is about a half hour outside of Chicago. Love to see you guys out there if you're in the area. That's the Health Freedom Expo. George Norrie is actually going to be the keynote speaker at the Health Freedom Expo. So not only do you get to see me and Dr. Wallach, but also George Norrie. I'm actually very excited about getting to meet George Norrie as well. All right. We left off talking about the four causes of hypothyroidism. We're still talking about osteoporosis. And once again, even if you don't have osteoporosis, you want to regard osteoporosis as a hallmark or iconic disease of degeneration. So you don't have to deal with osteoporosis, but if you're dealing with any kind of degenerative disease, a lot of what we're going to be talking about is going to apply to you. We've been talking about four causes of hypothyroidism, and rest assured, folks, whether you're diagnosed or not, if you're dealing with any kind of chronic, long-term degenerative disease or degeneration or breakdown, whatever that is, you're probably dealing with some degree of hypothyroidism, a poorly functioning thyroid. We said nutrient deficiencies, especially iodine, are related to hypothyroidism. We said that blood sugar issues, adrenal issues are related to hypothyroidism. 90% of hypothyroidism is autoimmune, the body attacking itself. And whenever you hear the word autoimmune, think food, think digestion. If you're dealing with any kind of autoimmune issue, focus on digestive health. Focus on digestive health. If you're dealing with any health issue, even if you're healthy, focus on digestive health, but certainly if you have an autoimmune disease. Then there's the whole topic of halogen displacement, which is just a fancy way of saying that iodine gets replaced by elements that look similar. If you're not getting iodine, the body's going to do whatever it can do to get stuff that looks like iodine. And there's a lot of things in our environment that look like iodine but don't perform like iodine. So under conditions of iodine deficiency, which many of us are dealing with or many of us are suffering from, our body's going to suck up whatever it can take that's looks like iodine. Well, guess what? Bromine looks like iodine, and bromine is all over the place, especially in brominated flour. But bromine isn't going to run your thyroid hormone. So if you're deficient in iodine, but you're eating lots of processed foods, lots of cereals and pastries and processed flour foods, you're going to have lots of bromine around, and your body, your thyroid, is going to suck up that bromine like a sponge because it doesn't have iodine. Chlorine, the same way. Chlorine is in tap water. If you're drinking lots of tap water, and you're not getting iodine, your thyroid's going to do what it can do to get stuff that's similar to iodine, and it'll likely take in chlorine in addition to bromine. And it's pretty much impossible to avoid interacting with bromine and chlorine. It's conceivable that the introduction of these toxins, bromine and chlorine, into our environment in the last couple of hundred years via the food supply, via processed foods, via water, might have something to do with the epidemic of degenerative disease that we're dealing with in this country. In the book Solved, The Riddle of Illness, Dr. Stephen Langer has an exhaustive compilation of all the different ways hypothyroidism, which is related to iodine deficiency and excess ingestion of bromine and chlorine. Dr. Langer puts a long list together of all the stuff that can go wrong once your thyroid breaks down. Remember, the bright side theme here is all disease is cell disease. All disease is cell disease. And thyroid hormone functions to turn on the production of proteins from a cell. That's thyroid hormone's role. It turns on the production of proteins from a cell. It makes a cell do what it does. Thyroid hormone turns genes on. If you are deficient in iodine, if you're dealing with an autoimmune disease, if you have blood sugar or adrenal issues, all of which can cause hypothyroidism, you are more than likely going to end up with genetic issues, genetic problems, because thyroid hormone turns genes on. Genes are the slave. Thyroid hormone is their master. Genes are their slave. Epigenetic factors are the master. Genes are the slave. Nutrients are the master. Genes are the slave. Toxicity is the master. We have been hoodwinked into believing that our genetics control everything. And our genetics only control everything the way a slave controls the building of the pyramids. Sure, the slaves are building the pyramids, but there are slave masters behind the slaves. And epigenetics is the slave master. Nutrition is the slave master. Thyroid hormone is the slave master. We never really talked about Angelina Jolie and her misguided mastectomy, her preventive double amputation. Oh my God. Who the heck thinks it's a good idea to hack off your limbs, your appendages, prophylactically, preventatively? Somebody should have told Angelina Jolie that her BRCA gene mutation involves slave masters. It involves epigenetics. It involves a specific epigenetic process called methylation. Methylation is a fancy way of saying a fancy way of having our genetics turned on. Methylation is epigenetic. Methylation turns genes on and off. And guess what, folks? Protein deficiency, sickness, toxicity, all can cause hypermethylation and lead to genetic issues. All right, got lots more to talk about. I'm going to tell you about one more toxic chemical that can mess up your thyroid. You guys probably know what I'm going to talk about. We'll do that when we come back from our break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We are back on the Bright Side. Our number, 855-660-4261. Got a line open for you. Get on board early. We'll try to get to all our calls in our next segment. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, head over to brightsideben.com and take a look at our shopping cart. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a longevity business and help spread the word about the power and the importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Okay, so we're talking about the thyroid, the four causes of hypothyroidism, which itself is behind all degenerative disease. The thyroid is the jumping off point from the triangle of disease to everything that could possibly go wrong in the body, including the biggies, cancer and heart disease. Thyroid hormone functions as an epigenetic factor. Thyroid hormone turns genes on or off. And this idea of epigenetics is extremely important. If anybody tries to tell you about getting your genes tested or having some kind of surgical procedure, God forbid, because you have a genetic predisposition to having something done, these are people who either have a vested interest or don't understand the idea of epigenetics, the stuff that makes genetics happen. Your genes turn on and off like a Christmas tree based on nutritional factors, based on thoughts that we think, based on feelings, based on stress hormones, and based on thyroid hormone. Angelina Jolie got her breast hacked off, and thousands of women around the country go through this prophylactic or preventive mastectomy because they simply have genetic predispositions. And this is a dirty little secret that drug companies and biotechnology companies don't want us to know. They want us to believe that whatever our genes say, whatever our genes have programmed, is what's going to happen in the body. They don't want us to know about epigenetics, about the factors that make genetics happen. Genes are the slave, epigenetics are the slave master, and I hope this is clear because it's very, very important. Drug companies, medical model, biotechnology firms have a lot invested in the idea that genetics control the body. They don't want us to know that we are powerful over our genes, that we have control over our genes. Don't let anyone fill your head up with lies about the primacy of genetics, which scientists call the central dogma. That's technically what this idea that genetics controls everything in the body is referred to as, the central dogma. What's a dogma? A dogma is a belief. This is a literal definition of a dogma. A dogma is a belief that is not based on evidence. Central dogma is a belief not based on evidence. Yet people will have their limbs chopped off and take pharmaceutical drugs based on this central dogma. Epigenetics is the science of what makes genes turn on and off, and in addition to nutritional factors, in addition to stress hormone, cortisol, in addition to insulin, in addition to thoughts we think and feelings we feel, thyroid hormone has a very, very important epigenetic role to play. Thyroid hormone makes things happen. That's why under no circumstances do you want to be messing around with your thyroid or with thyroid hormone, yet that is exactly what we are doing as a culture. The thyroid is the jumping off point to all health and disease, and the last organ, the last gland that we want to be screwing around with is the thyroid. Yet we have created a culture that almost systematically is structured to destroy this very, very important gland. As bad as chlorine and bromine are for the thyroid, and these things are endemic, they're all over the place, they're ubiquitous, as bad as they are, they're not the most egregious anti-thyroid offender. Fluoride is. Fluoride, like chlorine and bromine, is very similar in nature to iodine. And like chlorine and bromine, fluorine loves the thyroid. It's been at least since the 1950s, it's been that we've known that you can use fluoride to slow down the thyroid if you have hyperthyroidism. Doctors in the 1950s used to use fluoride to dumb down the thyroid. And why is that? Because fluoride shuts down your thyroid. Everyone's. You don't have to have hyperthyroidism to have this effect. Fluoride is thyrotoxic. Fluoride is thyrotoxic. You couldn't pick a better way to make sure, to 100% guarantee that humanity stays sick and degenerative, than to poison the water with fluoride. Yet we have municipalities and government geniuses who have so bought into this idiotic idea that you can put this stuff in the water, whether it improves dental health or not, by the way, is irrelevant. And there's a lot of mixed opinions on whether or not fluoride improves dental health and makes improves the formation of cavities. I don't even care. So what? So it does. So fluoride is good for your teeth. Great. It's irrelevant because you're dealing with a deadly toxic substance. Yet we have authorities rubber stamping this kind of chemical manipulation of humanity. If you're drinking a lot of reconstituted beverages, orange juice, soda pop, which are made with tap water, or if you're drinking tap water, it becomes extra important to make sure that you're getting enough iodine. Remember, the thyroid in the body will suck up things that look like iodine when iodine is not present. You will have a greater chance of having fluoride and bromine and chloride in your thyroid when you are deficient in iodine. Get yourself on Iodorol or some like supplement of iodine, especially if you're a woman, because iodine is so protective against breast cancer. Forget you, especially if you're a woman. Everybody, supplement with iodine. You're not going to get what you need from iodized salt, despite what your doctor may tell you. Use the Z-radical. The Z-radical can help chelate and magnetically attract heavy metals and toxins like fluoride and bromine and chlorine. Throw in some seaweed, which is tremendously chelating, and seaweed is also a good source of iodine. Use vitamin C. Vitamin C is one of the all-time great ways to protect yourself from fluoride toxicity. I don't want to go off too much on a tangent about this craziness about fluoride, but if you're interested in learning more, get a book called The Fluoride Deception by Christopher Bryson, B-R-Y-S-O-N, or get a book called The Case Against Fluoride by Paul Connett, Dr. Paul Connett, and Dr. James Beck. Connett, C-O-N-N-E-T-T, and Dr. James Beck, two of my favorite books about this nonsense around fluoridated water. All right, there's another really neat element that I want to tell you about, and this is something we don't talk a lot about in the program, and it's unfortunate because it's very, very important in the body. You have maybe 14 or so grams of this stuff. I'm sorry, about 140 grams of this stuff in the body, a quarter pound or so. Very important element, super important for your skin, super important for your liver, super important for your bone. This is an element that has a hardening property. Wherever you see hard tissue in the human body, your nails, your hair, or wherever you see hard tissue anywhere in nature, horns on rhinoceroses, antlers, hooves of horses, shells, wherever you see hardness in nature, you're going to find this element. This is a super electromagnetic element, very important for photosynthesis. This is an important element that, when it comes to bone health, it keeps bones hardness. And it's an element that we just don't talk a lot about, yet more and more we're finding out that this element is deficient in the diet because of pollution, environmental pollution, and because of poor farming techniques. Soil depletion of this element is behind what many believe is a hidden epidemic caused by this nutritional deficiency. I'll tell you what this element is on our next Bright Side episode as we continue talking about osteoporosis and nutritional supplements that you can use to keep your bones strong and healthy. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We're coming back with your phone calls right after this.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? is. Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffitt of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the bright side. Tomorrow we'll talk about this neat element, which makes up about a quarter pound of the human body. Yet this is an element that more and more is becoming yet another nutritional deficiency because of poor farming techniques and also because of environmental pollution. We will talk about that tomorrow and why you want to supplement with this stuff, which is amazingly important for detox, for the liver, as well as for bone health. We'll do that tomorrow on the bright side. Right now it's time to hit our phones, 855-660-4261. Let's see, Mike in California, what's going on, my friend? Welcome to the bright side. Hey, Mike.
Hey, I called in a few times before, and are you familiar with, like, Joel Fuhrman and those guys, mm-hmm. the plant-based thing?
And I'm not a big Joel Fuhrman fan, I'll tell you that right off the bat.
Okay.
But yeah, I am familiar with Dr. Fuhrman. But he does this whole, well, go ahead, what was your question?
Well, I was going to actually see Brenda Davis, and she's up in British Columbia, but she's pretty much on the same representing the same kind of plan. So I was just trying to get your opinion on that.
Yeah, I'm not a Joel Fuhrman fan, but I'll tell you, his idea, Joel Fuhrman's basic idea is a plant-based diet. And I am a believer in using lots of vegetation. But eggs are a true power food, as is whey protein. These are classic animal foods. And there's a lot of things, and I don't eat meat personally. And I only eat a little bit of seafood. But there's a lot of things in animal products that you just can't get anywhere else. For example, protein. You can get protein in everything, obviously. Everything that's alive is going to have some protein. But nothing has the kind of protein value and the kind of protein usability, the protein bioavailability that animal foods do. Animal foods are also dense sources of minerals. They're dense sources of B vitamins. It's true. I'm not dissing plants. I'm not dissing vegetables. There's lots of good things in vegetables. But interestingly, you know, there's no toxins in meat. There's plenty of toxins in plants. You know, and nobody ever talks about that. Nobody ever has a toxic effect nobody gets toxic results by eating steak or by eating meat. And I don't eat meat, but I'm just saying, let's be biochemically accurate here. There's no toxicity in meat or in animal products. No such thing as a poison meat, but there are poison plants and lots of them. So this kind of airy-fairy idea we have worshiping plants and demonizing meat and animal products, the guys like Joel Fuhrman and the other guy who wrote The China Diet, I forgot his name, ripping on animal foods, it's just not fair. And keep in mind, if you're cooking your meat, you're going to create some problems. Certainly you can create some toxic compounds, heterocyclic amines and such, if you're cooking your meat. But just meat by itself is not poisonous, but there's lots of poisonous plants out there. And just because you're eating vegetables, I hear this all the time from folks who say, well, I'm only eating salads and all I eat is vegetables. Folks, you can react to spinach. You can react to tomatoes. You can react to potatoes. You can react to all kinds of vegetables, and just because something's a plant doesn't mean it's clean and benign. And just because something is a meat or an animal product doesn't mean it's toxic, despite what guys like Joel Fuhrman and the guy who wrote The China Diet, whose name is T. Colin somebody or another, who wrote The China Diet, talk about. Did I answer your question there, Mike?
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, is there anybody you recommend that has a more solid plan?
That has more solid, that works more with biochemistry. You know, I get all my stuff from textbooks, and I just weave it together. The best place to get nutritional information, I get this question a lot, where can you go to get information? Best place is from PubMed and scholar.google.com, and then weave together the trends, and then experiment on yourself, experiment on your body, and see how you respond. And that's the best way to get information. Go to PubMed.com or scholar.google.com. Both of those are good sources of scientific information. And read textbooks and kind of weave everything together on your own. Life Extension's got some good stuff if you want some general mainstream information. Dr. James Balch has a really neat book called Prescription for Nutritional Healing. My favorite reference source for the lay public, for it's not technical, is a book written by Dr. Elson Haas, H-A-A-S, called Staying Healthy with Nutrition. And there's lots of good information there, and it's a very basic book. Gabriel Cousins, you got to weed through his stuff, but he's got some really interesting things in his book, Spiritual Nutrition. But you do have to wade through some of the stuff he talks about, because he does throw in a little bit in my humble opinion, not accurate information. All right, Mike?
All right, thanks.
Thank you so much, buddy. All right, Marie in California, what's going on? How can we help you? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hey, I have a few questions. I called you before. My husband's taking the 3Ds, and does he have to wait 20 minutes before he eats the meals?
Say that again. He's taking what?
Sweeties.
Sweeties. No, he doesn't take it with the meals. He doesn't have to take it. Did you say before the meals?
Yeah. Well, we were told that to take the sweetie. Excuse me. The sweetie 20 minutes before meals.
No, I don't necessarily think you need to do that. In fact, I would take it with meals, especially fatty meals, and you'll get better absorption of the minerals, the chromium and the vanadium. I think the idea, whoever told you that, the idea is they want your blood levels of chromium to be high enough to be able to help you process the sugar. And I think that's what they were thinking. But as long as you're taking your chromium on a daily basis, you don't necessarily need to take it right before the meals, as long as you take it on a regular basis.
Oh, okay, I see.
But I think the logic, whoever told you that, was thinking, well, your blood levels of chromium need to be high enough, so when you eat your breads and your pastas and your carbohydrates, there'll be enough chromium in your blood to process the sugar. Chromium and vanadium are involved in sugar processing.
Okay, Do you take it after the meal?
As long as you're taking it regularly throughout the day, or every day you're taking some chromium and some vanadium, your blood levels of chromium and vanadium should be high enough that you can process it. It doesn't really matter whether you take it before or after meals. If you need to pick one time to take it sometime with the meal. That would be my advice to help improve absorption of the chromium. If you take it on an empty stomach, you might not get as effective absorption. Chromium and vanadium and all minerals require some digestive juices for their to maximally absorb them.
See, okay. And also, okay. I want to ask that my husband didn't have a heart issue. So he's taking the metoprolol,
nasty drug. Yes,
yeah,
it's a beta blocker.
Can he also take the supplement called ubiquinol?
Which supplement?
Ubiquinol.
Yeah. Absolutely. Does he have heart disease?
Yeah.
Yes. Ubiquinol is coenzyme Q10. It's a fancy way. It's the chemical name for coenzyme Q10. It's a must-have nutritional supplement for anybody who's got heart disease, anybody who's got liver disease, and anybody who's taking a statin drug. It's a must-have. It's not an option, even though it's not an essential nutrient. As we get older, we don't make as much coenzyme Q10. It is unbelievably important for cardiovascular health and the health of the muscles, as well as for liver health. It's a great detox supplement. It's great for your brain. It's just an incredibly important supplement. There's two forms of coenzyme Q10. There's ubiquinone and ubiquinol. Ubiquinol is a little bit more expensive than the ubiquinone, but it may be worth it if you want the absolute deluxe form. But for most folks, ubiquinone is just as good. But make sure you're taking 100 milligrams a day if you have any kind of heart disease issues.
Okay, so
and,
look, okay.
And get the oil capsules, not the powder, the oil-soluble coenzyme Q10. Yes. All right, Marie?
Okay, so it's okay to take with the metoprolol then?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. What about niacin? If he, the niacin for cholesterol?
Yeah. Niacin is amazingly important as well. In fact, niacin is the most powerful cholesterol-lowering supplement there is. Niacin, 200 milligrams, timed release. Way better than statin drugs, especially when you factor in their non-toxicity and their multifunctionality, the multiple benefits you get from niacin. Man, I love niacin. Read Dr. Abram Hoffer about niacin. He writes a lot about it. Make sure you take your niacin with all your B-complex whenever you take your niacin.
Hey, gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi, everybody. I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink or a protein shake or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will, too. And now you can get them all at jasonlewisteam.com. Now, look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for, a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here, too. All you have to do is go to jasonlewisteam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now, that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's jasonlewisteam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
people are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by UD's Gluten-Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the Bright Side. 855-660-4261 is our number. Teresa in North Carolina, what's going on? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hi, Ben.
Hey.
Can you? I have a question about my husband. He has gout, and I was wondering if, if you
blood
could tell
sugar.
Me what he could do.
Blood sugar, blood sugar, blood sugar, blood sugar. Gout,
really?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a pre-diabetic condition. It's associated with diabetes. It's just a blood sugar issue, especially fructose, by the way. Focus on avoiding fructose wherever possible, and that means fruits and fruit juices. Stay away from high fructose corn syrup. You may want to consider upping the protein and upping the essential fatty acids, as well as trace minerals that help the body handle sugar. Before we went to break, we were talking about niacin for cholesterol. Niacin is also very important for handling blood sugar. In fact, chromium and niacin go together to form something called the glucose tolerance factor, the GTF. After all sugary meals, make sure you're using the B-complex, the entire B-complex. As I said right before we went to the commercial, if you're taking niacin for blood sugar, for cholesterol, for your brain, or whatever you're taking niacin from, four, take it with the entire B-complex, and vitamin B1 also is important for handling sugar. But you want to treat gout as a blood sugar issue, and that means foods that break down into sugar, including breads and pastas and all, you know, the standard foods that we rip on this program all the time.
Right.
They probably told him about the high purine foods. Did they talk about that at all? Has he heard about that?
Yeah, right. Okay, so we've just done some research online on our own, so about the
high purine foods and gout.
Right.
Yeah, there's certain foods that you probably know that you're going to want to stay away from. They call them high purine foods. Purines are a breakdown product of protein, and they're associated with gout. Gout is partially a problem with purine metabolism, how the body breaks down purines and the formation of uric acid from purines. Meats are going to be your biggest sources, sausages and hot dogs and kidney organ meats are high purine foods. Let's see, fish can be a high purine food. Best to stay away from super high protein foods. Whey protein is one protein food that's acceptable, I believe, if you have a gout. But the most important strategy for gout is to lay off of sugar, reduce your intake of carbohydrates that turn into sugar, especially fructose and high fructose corn syrup. The gout epidemic that we seem to be confronting in this country our gout levels have increased, is what I'm trying to say here. Our gout levels have increased as our sugar intake has increased over the the last couple of decades. So it's mostly a sugar issue as well as a purine issue. Staying away from high purine foods and staying away from high fructose corn syrup. Fructose and high sugar foods are your best strategy, using nutrients that help your body process sugar as well.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. God bless and good luck with everything. Let's see. Oh, gosh. Jeff in Indiana. You've been holding on forever. What's up, my friend? Jeff, what's going on?
I'm sorry. I've been talking to you about my pancreas issues, and now I'm in the hospital. Thursday, when I cut half my foot off.
Oh, that's terrible. Are you diabetic?
Yeah. I talked to you earlier in the week. I talked to you last week, maybe, about this little sore I cured. I've never had a diabetic sore in my life, and it wasn't that bad for...
They want to take your foot off. What else do you have going on? You still have your pancreatic issues, Jeff?
Yeah.
Why do they want to take
your gallbladder?
Well, there's a lot. You got a lot of work to do, my friend. But I'm not sure. Do they really need to take your foot off? What's the problem? Is it?
That's what I'm saying. It's infected, and he says it's in the bone. And
I can't. He's right there looking at it. If he feels like an amputation is the only option, but you know what? Don't take his word for it. That's your foot. It's not his foot. So don't. I wouldn't take anybody's word for it. You want to have a complete explanation, and you probably want to have somebody else. I would have a second opinion before I had anything permanently done like that. Jeff, I'm serious, bro. You don't want to just have your foot cut off until you have somebody. Until you have a second opinion. Don't just take one doctor's word for it. Now, is it a severe infection in there?
It looks like it, yeah. It started Friday.
What's that?
I mean, it happened last Friday. And then Saturday, it started smelling. And then I went to my doctor I've been using, and he suggested that I need to go to the emergency room and let them decide. And this is what they came up with. They got me on antibiotics going through my system. I'm looking. Okay, one of them is Meropenem.
Jeff, here's the thing. Here's the thing, buddy. I'm only on the telephone here. I can't help you with something that's that severe. But what I can tell you is once you lose your foot, it ain't coming back. So you don't want to take just one doctor's word for anything when it comes to an amputation. I'd be getting a second opinion if you can, and I'd be asking him about other alternatives if there are any other alternatives. You don't want to do something that serious unless you don't have any other options. How old are you, Jeff?
51.
5'1"?
Yeah,
51. Yeah, Jeff, you're too young to lose a foot, my friend. On the other hand, I don't know what kind of you must have been doing some serious abuse to your body in the last 50 years for them to need to hack your foot off. But please, buddy, do not just take one doctor's opinion or advice or recommendation. You want to get multiple, you want to have at least two or three recommendations before you do something that severe. And if there's any alternatives to an amputation, you want to be exploring all those alternatives. I wouldn't be doing anything that permanent if I were you, without having other recommendations or other people agreeing with that doctor. Does that make sense? I mean, unless you're stuck there, are you stuck in the hospital? You can't get out?
I don't know if they'll let me out or not. But see, they made a mark probably 4 inches below the knee, and then now it's probably 8 inches below the mark. The redness is gone.
Well, if you're getting better, you know, Jeff, I can't help you on the phone with something that serious. But what I can tell you is you don't want to take one doctor's recommendation as gospel. You know what I'm saying? You want other people to confirm what his recommendation is. And if there's anything else you can do to save that foot, you want to save that foot and you want to save all your limbs. Once a limb comes off, it ain't coming back. All right, my man?
Can I email you, man?
What's that?
Can I email you?
Yeah. Send me an email. Put your phone number in there, okay?
I will. Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. God bless. Yeah, you know, we have this tendency to believe whatever, especially if we get into a desperate situation, we have this tendency to believe whatever some healthcare professional tells us, some doctor tells us. They become like authorities. They become like God figures to us, and whatever they say is gospel. And when it comes to losing a foot, when it comes to losing your breast, when it comes to losing a limb, when it comes to an amputation, folks, you know, that doctor, he's going to sleep very well at night. He's going to pay his bills very well at night. They get a lot of money from doing these surgeries. There's a lot of incentive for them to do what they do, which is cut limbs off and do amputations and remove breasts preventatively. But we're the ones without the breasts, and we're the ones without the legs, and we're the ones without the limbs. So please, folks, if there's any alternatives you have, not just to amputations, not just to losing limbs, but to any surgical procedure. When we have a surgical procedure, no matter what it is, the body freaks out. It thinks it's about to die. The body doesn't know it's having a surgical procedure. It thinks it's being eaten by a wild animal. That's why they give you Coumadin and heparin and blood thinners after surgery, because your body is in such shock, the blood begins to clot, which is a manifestation of the emergency response. Surgery is not... elective surgery is not something you want to go into lightly. Elective surgery is only a last resort. I don't care if it's something like gallbladder surgery or whatever it is. If they're going to cut you open, folks, make absolutely, positively sure you do not have any other options, and understand the medical model is incentivized to do surgery. The medical model is incentivized to give us drugs. The only people that do not benefit from drugs and from surgery are the people who are taking the drugs and are having the surgical procedures for the most part. Now, if you have some kind of emergency, that's one thing. If you've been traumatized, or you've been hit by a car, or some kind of disaster has struck, that's one thing. But elective or preventive or prophylactic surgery, folks, you want to be looking for some other alternative at all costs. All right. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about osteoporosis, and we'll talk about thyroid health, and we'll talk about this one very, very interesting element that we don't talk a lot about. It's very similar to oxygen, which we do talk a lot about. In many ways, it's almost exactly like oxygen with some slight differences, but it's got some very interesting roles to play when it comes to keeping your skin healthy, when it comes to keeping your liver healthy, and when it comes to keeping your bones healthy. It's involved in hardening things. Wherever you see hard tissue, you're going to find this element, and this is an element that many people suspect may be a hidden nutritional deficiency due to poor farming techniques as well as environmental pollution. We'll tell you what that is tomorrow. If you're interested in learning more about the Longevity products, head over to my website, brightsideben.com. Take a look at our shopping cart. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a Longevity business, make some money selling Longevity products, or just help spread the word about the importance of a good nutritional supplement program. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You've been listening to The Bright Side. Thanks so much. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Longevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.